The purpose of our trip was to meet Chinese people.
Wait for a peaceful demonstration. It's so good to be back. The situation in China is unbelievable. It affects everybody in society, everybody. Whether you practice Falun Gong, whether you're just an ordinary person not practicing Falun Gong, everybody has a tremendous amount of pressure on them. And I didn't realize how many people are in China until I spent 4 days wandering the streets there and just saw the faces of those people. And they don't even know what's going on in their own country. When I told them the truth, they were shocked. They crowded around just to grab at the pamphlet. It's unbelievable. They just want to know what's going on. I just hope that more people can do more, because so much needs to be done. It's so serious over there. I knew I was putting myself at risk by going to China, but really it's nothing compared to the pressure that's on the practitioners there. I did get thrown around. They tried to break my thumb, they twisted my arm, they grabbed me from the back of the head and shook my head for several minutes. They stepped on me, they threw me on the ground. I was in a filthy cell for 25 hours. I didn't get fed for the first 20 hours. They laughed at me, ridiculed me, all kinds of things. They pretended to be nice to you just to get you to say things. They tried to find out information about people in other countries so they could persecute them as well. Unbelievable what they tried to do.
Yeah. And then we saw this picture here. So what's going on after that?
This was in the streets in Beijing. They were mostly security guards, not police officers. They dragged us in myself and my boyfriend was there as well. They dragged us into an underground parking lot and dragged us into a dark room with just dirty beds and some sort of office. And they held us there and they laughed. The security guard said to the police officers, "You'll have to treat me to lunch for this one." Then we waited there. We had no idea what was going on. They wouldn't tell us anything. Then they took us outside and they tried to drag us into a car. I had a banner in my coat. I tried to rip it out and yell Falun Dafa Hao to the people walking by, which is Falun Dafa is good. And then they dragged me and they threw me in a car and they put a police officer next to me so they wouldn't get out of the car. And then they didn't tell us where we're going. We went to a police station where we were interrogated. They tried to strip search me, but I wouldn't let them. Then, after interrogating us for several hours, they took us to another police station and interrogated us again. Again, they tried to strip search me. They tried to force me to do things, and I said I refused to do anything. I wouldn't cooperate with them.
Where's your boyfriend now?
He's still there. They're sending him home a day later, so he'll be leaving.
How has this experience changed you, and you haven't continued your activism?
For sure. I think this is definitely touching more than anything else. And I think reading about the persecution on paper is different than actually going there and seeing the faces of the people that are suffering from it. So I think now more than ever, I want to take a step forward and do everything I can to not waste any time. There for the 4 days. We were handing out flyers on the streets. We were sitting down. We were sitting on a walkway, and we just started talking to the people next to us. My boyfriend speaks Chinese fairly fluently, so I just spoke broken Chinese. Chinese and some English, but he did most of the talking. As soon as we handed out one flyer, people gathered around and they wanted more, and we handed out CDs. Some people were afraid to take the CDs because there's so much pressure on them, but others were just grabbing at it. And he talked to people for a long time, and I talked to one gentleman for a long time. He's very supportive. He said, I know the truth. I know the government is lying, and I support what you're doing, and I'm not afraid to take it. So that was very good. They were very touched. Others were shocked. When I was grabbed and I was dragged away, I started yelling to the people that were standing around, and they had no expression on their face whatsoever. They were just shocked. They had no idea what to think of it. And we passed by many cars and just people, and I had an opportunity to look at about 20 people straight in the eye and just say, Falandafa how? Just Falandafa is good. And they just, they didn't know what to do.
Were you last contact made in storage?
No. I asked repeatedly to contact my family because I knew how worried they were about me, and I repeatedly asked to contact the Canadian embassy, and I was just laughed at. I said, you're in China. You're not allowed to contact anyone. Even at the airport, as I was leaving, I said, please let me contact my family. They don't know where I am. And they said, no, you're in China.
I might be happy to have you
there. Yeah, you should look at that one. I also called out, and they're and Jason was singing Falling Off the House. I tried to sing with him, but I was off key, so I started yelling.
Our practitioner found it on the chat room by coincidence.
Yes, he was supposed to pick me up at the airport. He never showed up. So that was the beginning of the journey. I found myself in Beijing for a day or two. I didn't know how to speak. Yeah.
Hard part.
Oh, really?
When you were down there, did you scare?
That was probably the scariest part, actually. I'm not a type of person to go anywhere by myself. I'm really bad with directions. I don't speak the language. My brother knows. I'm horrible at that. So that was the scariest part for me, being by myself in Beijing. I knew how severe the situation was there, and just to be by myself like that, it was pretty hard. The people there are so kind. I just can't go now. I think I was to stay there for a month, it still wouldn't be enough. But unfortunately, we were detained pretty early. We handed out maybe less than 50 flyers and CDs altogether before we were dragged away. We were just getting on a bus to leave to go to a different location. Perhaps we stayed there too long. And someone unfortunately told people we were there, so they took us away. There's a police officer there. You could tell that some of the police officers were actually not necessarily really, really bad people. They just didn't know any different, and they were following what Jensen had told them to do. There's one police officer was, I think, really touched by us coming there. He's seen many, many Western practitioners there, but when I was in the airport and they were sending me out, I looked him straight in the face and I said, I asked him, what's going to happen to you? He said, Falun Gong all over the world is honored and praised. The whole world knows what's going on in China. And if you participate in the persecution of Falun Gong, what's going to happen to you? And he started to cry, and he had to turn away, and he couldn't look at me. And I looked at another police officer,